弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
请听神的话语来开始我们今天的崇拜。
We listen to the God's words before our worship.
诗篇96篇1到4节。
Psalm 96, verse 1 to 4.
你们要向耶和华唱新歌，全地都要向耶和华歌唱，要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩，在立邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事，因耶和华伟大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上，当受敬畏。
Sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people.For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods.
下面我们请中文敬拜组带领我们诗歌敬拜。
The following time to the Chinese worship team.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to our combined worship.
欢迎弟兄姐妹们一起来联合聚会崇拜。
Our Lord Jesus not only gave us new life, He promised to lead us daily, so we can live the abundant life He promised us.
主耶稣不仅赐新生命给我们，他也应允每天带领我们，使我们有丰盛的生命。
Are you following Him and let Him lead you in your daily walk?
你们是否每天跟随他，让他带领你
？Let us sing, He leaded me, O blessed thought.
让我们一起来唱《耶稣领我》。
耶稣领我，我真喜欢。主洗礼，心中平安，无人惹也，都尽记住。耶稣亲手施恩礼我，耶稣礼我，耶稣礼我，耶稣从。祈求你我，我愿终生跟住脚步，因蒙恩主祈求你我，我愿尽快跟住先生甘心乐意。水煮心转，与我与父两半结合，心有耶稣祈求你我。
Jesus is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Let's worship Him and sing I Exalt Thee.
耶稣是万王之王，万主之主，让我们一起来敬拜他，唱我尊崇你。
我主无数至高，造物万地，愿你被尊君超拔万之上。哦，主我生至高，超拔我全地，愿你被尊君超拔神之上，我尊重你，我尊重你，我尊重你，哦，主，我。 我尊重你，我尊重你。
is the foundation for our church. He longs for his people to serve him in unity. Let's serve him in humble humanity, and let us sing the church's one foundation.
耶稣是教会的根基，他要他的子民同心敬拜服侍他，让我们同心谦卑来服侍他。
For those who are able, please stand.
若身体许可，请我们起立。
教会主义的根基是主耶稣基督，他是主的新创作，从水的道而出，主从天上来寻他，自己宝血舍身将他买赎，教会是召集万邦信徒却从一地，徒有这偶像悲宣一轮万岁万岁，托着绿叶的神子，他先为我领路，等待转红的盼望，吞没人为自量，教会历经苦难，世人耻笑为谤，内真撕裂的身体，一段半遭重伤，神徒尽心真相问，苦心将变为歌唱，转眼即见成双，教会在地边联合，真神上为一体，一向安息的圣徒，好比天地团结，恳求主赐恩我们能先快乐圣徒，同样温柔且谦虚与主天上居住。
主，我们感谢你，因为你是教会独的根基。
Lord, thank you. Indeed, you are the one foundation of the church.
如果不是你的话，教会不能存在在这个世界上。
Without you, the church cannot be established in this earth.
特别是在这个末后的世代，盼到一切的事情，敌基督来到这个世界的时候，如果不是你的话，教会不能存在。
Especially in this end days, when we see Antichrist around us, the church cannot survive without you.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
当我们众弟兄姐妹站在你面前唱这首诗歌的时候，主啊，求你加添力量给我们。
As brothers and sisters stood before you to sing this hymn, you give us strength.
让我们在信仰上更多的认识你。
Help us to know you more, Lord.
让我们在传福音的工作上更加的尽力。
Help us to work more to spread the gospel message.
也让我们借着圣灵赐下的合而为一的心更加的持守。
May the Holy Spirit give us a united heart.
主啊，求你做工在每个弟兄姐妹的心中，特别在今天的会员大会里面。
Lord, may you work upon every single one of us, our hearts, especially in today's membership meeting.
主啊，这是基督的身体。
Lord, this is a body of Christ.
不容许撕裂它。
We cannot destroy it.
主啊，求你给我们信心来仰望你。
Give us a face to look upon you.
让我们在这个末后的世代可以快跑来跟随你。
This end days help us to follow you closely.
因为你是我们唯一的热情，是我们唯一的目标。
You are only passion, you are only goal.
主啊，带领你的所有的弟兄姐妹在真道上来跟从耶稣基督。
Lord, lead brother and sister to follow you in truth.
让我们同心合意，在跟随耶稣基督的时候，就能为主来做美好的见证，献给你。
As we follow Jesus Christ, help us to be wonderful testimony to give it to you.
我们特别把今天早上在你面前的会员大会仰望在你面前。
We lift up today's membership meeting in your hands.
我们感谢过去年当中你的带领。
We thank you for your guidance in this past year.
我们感谢过去年当中你对各个服事的团队各个团契以及所有的特别事工的带领。
Thank you for your guidance in our fellowship in various service ministries.
我们特别把每位弟兄在你面前尽心尽力的侍奉来感谢你。
We thank you for the brother and sister for they have served you faithfully.
主啊，求你差遣圣灵进到弟兄姐妹的心，在做那连接的工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts to unite us all.
让我们合一在你面前来做成神你记得我们要做成的事工。
In you, we are united to do the thing you want us to do.
叫你的名在我们当中得着高举。
Your name be lifted up among us.
主啊，帮助我们在今天的会议当中，不管是我们的2020年的这个预算，或者是新的提名的执事的选举，或者是我们提名委员的选举，都求主带领我们。
May you guide us in today's meeting as we approve our budget for next year and confirm our deacons for the next 2 years and also select our nomination committee members.
主啊，求你带领这个会。
Lord, please lead this meeting.
你是我们会中的主席。
You are the chairman of the meeting.
我们要来跟随你。
We want to follow you, Lord.
求你带领我们。
Please guide us.
我们也特别把今天下午我们要召开的今年最后一次的 board meeting 仰望在你面前。
We also want to lift up this afternoon the last board meeting of the year in your hands.
求主你带领我们。
May you guide us, Lord.
我们感谢所有同工在过去年当中为教会事工的努力跟摆上。
We thank you for all the co-workers for how they have dedicated to you and to the church.
主啊，让我们每个人在你面前所做的没有白费。
That our work is not in vain.
其实看见神，你借着我们所做的来荣耀神你自己。
That our work will glorify your name.
圣灵的名在我们教会当中得着高举。
Your name will be lifted up in our church.
我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
我们在你面前将同心祷告，是奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.上帝真神，愿尊你名为圣，你国降临，旨意行在地上。同心在天上，赐给我们自由饮食，免了我们的债，如同我们免人债。不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离那凶恶，因为国度权柄和荣耀全是福的道 兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated. Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, give us a beautiful day today. The blue skies, and the wonderful sunshine. First, I want to welcome all those people who are here for the first time today. We have a newcomer's card here. Guo Wei, Guo Wei, welcome. She's a new caretaker for Mrs. Wu. Mr. John and Mrs. Kim, can you stand up? Welcome. Great. Please be seated. Oh, welcome Willie and Jenny with us today. Anyone else is here for the first time on the right hand side? Anyone on the left hand side? Let's spend a few minutes to greet one another. Who else is here? Okay, that's good. That's true. That's all right. Okay. Please take a look at some announcements. You can take a look at your insert. Number one, our annual members meeting is scheduled today at 11:15 as we will consider approval of 2020 church budget and the confirmation of new deacons. It is important for all church members to attend. Absentee ballots are available at the church office. There will be no equipping classes today.
第二项, 牧师会将于今日下午1点钟 在106107 教室举行。
Number two, church board meeting will be held at 1 p.m. today in room 106-107. All current and newly confirmed deacons are to attend the meeting. We ask you to pray for this meeting.
感谢大家支持爱心传理和的活动。 上个星期我们已经顺利的进行。如有弟兄姐妹自己准备的礼盒，请于11月20日周三前，连同9块钱的运费交往教会办公室。
Item number three, praise God for the Operation Christmas Child shoebox preparation. If you would like to turn in the box, please bring your box to church office along with $9 to cover the shipping cost by next Wednesday.
第四项，青少年团契在新的学年调整了主日聚会，本主日晚上6点到7点，欢迎6年级以上及初中及高中学生参加。
Our Wednesday night. Youth will be meeting on Sunday at 6 to 7:30. Welcome sixth grades and above high school students to come.
第五项，周三晚中英联合祈祷会将于11月20日晚8点钟在教会举行，是为教会的特别事工来祷告，由张悦执事来带领。
Join Wednesday night prayer meeting will be held 8 p.m. Will be led by Deacon Ryan.
第六项是青年组的查经聚会，将于也是11月20日周三晚上7点在教会大堂举行。
Young adult group Bible study will meet this Wednesday. Will be at this sanctuary.
第七项青少年团契将于11月22日本周五前往灵粮堂。 参加精神健康讲座，时间是晚上7点半，欢迎青少年及家长参加，有意参加的请与Pastor介联络。
Item number seven, the Cross Point Youth and Family have been invited to attend a mental health seminar by DJ Chuang at Better Life Church. That's coming Friday evening at 7:30. Please contact Pastor J if you're interested.
第八项。 加洛团契将于11月23日，本周六上午10点半在教会交谊厅与英文堂盼望团契一同庆祝感恩节，欢迎年长的弟兄姐妹同来参加。Caleb
City and Fellowship will have Thanksgiving celebration this coming Saturday at 10:30 at church. Will be hosted by the Cross Point Hope Fellowship.
第九项，教会将于圣诞节主日举行。
Number nine, baptism and membership transfer will be held on Christmas Sunday. Please contact pastoral staff of the church office by next Sunday.
第十项，本教会圣诞庆祝会将于12月14日周六晚7点在教会举行，由教会的联合诗班献唱。 并有烛光晚会及儿童节目 请 邀请三位信徒和未有教会归属的亲友来同来参加。
At number 10, All Church Christmas Celebration scheduled December 14th, Saturday at 7 p.m. with candlelight service and special children's program. Please reserve a time for the special church-wide celebration and please invite your families and friends.
第十一项，教会12月21日周六早上9点到下午1点会参与爱心传递和收集中心的义工服务。有意参加的请与Pastor Jeff
At 11, Operation Christmas Child Processing Center volunteer opportunity will be on December 21st, Saturday from 9 to 1 p.m. Please sign up with Pastor Jay. We also found a pair of glasses. It will be in the back. Whoever's lost it can get it there.
下面我们请 Pastor Jay 为爱心传递和来祷告。
I'm going to ask Pastor Jay to pray for Operation Christmas Child offering.
Many of us gathered on Friday to prepare boxes, and so before we send them to the processing center, we want to pray for them and the children and families that will receive them.
上个礼拜五有很多弟兄姐妹来到教会准备这些爱心礼盒我们要送出去之前，我们希望为他们来祷告。
So again, as if you still want to pack one, you can bring it by Wednesday, before Wednesday, and we'll include it in the. We have about 37, 38.
如果你有兴趣的话，你现在还可以准备一个礼盒来，在礼拜三之前交给我们教会。我们现在大概有37箱左右。
And again, in December, we will be volunteering at the processing center, so let me know if you're interested in that.
那十二月的时候，我们会到他们的那个传播中心去如果你有兴趣的话，请跟Pastor Jay联络。
So we're going to pray for the boxes as an offering to the Lord, as well as our tithes and offerings we are receiving this morning.
所以我们要为这些爱心礼盒祷告，也为今天早上的奉献来祷告。
So as our ushers come forward, let's go to prayer.
那我们低头祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to participate in Operation Christmas Child.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们有机会来参与这爱心传礼盒的这个活动。
Lord, we ask that you would take these simple gifts and multiply them in tremendous ways for your kingdom.
求你把这简单的礼物，让它发挥属灵的功效，让你的国度能够增长。
That the children and the families who receive them, Lord, will also receive just a sense of who you are, the love of Christ.
拿到礼物的小孩跟家人都能够体验到您的爱。
And for many, that they may come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior.
希望他们也能够认识你，成为他们的个人救主。
Thank you, Father, for those that participated. Thank you for the time and the treasures that they committed.
感谢有参与的弟兄姐妹，他们的时间跟他们的所送的礼物。
We pray your blessing upon them as these gifts move forward.
你求你祝福那些参与的弟兄姐妹。
As we now continue our worship in offering our tithes and offerings before you, Lord, we pray that you would bless these gifts as well.
我们也继续用我们的奉献来敬拜您。
And once again, multiply them for your glory and the ministry of your kingdom.
这些金钱来为您的国度而使用。
Bless the giver, Father, may they receive just a tremendous blessing from you as we faithfully serve you in worship.
祝福这些愿意奉献的弟兄姐妹，他们忠心的来侍奉您。
We pray these things that you would be glorified.
我们这样祷告来荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。阿门。
弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在还没有开今天讲道之前，我们先来一起来念一下我们今天要讲到的经文。
Before our message today, let's read our passage.
我们先来念的，今天要念的我们的经文是在约翰一书的三章一到十节。
It's the First John chapter 3, 1 to 10.
我希望同时可以中英文一起念。
Let's read Chinese and English at the same time.
那我们可以节省一些时间。
Say some time.
好吧，我们现在就开始从约翰一书的第三章一到二节，我们从这个上面一起念来。
So、read together.
你看，父是给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿子，我们也是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因为不认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。凡犯罪的，就是违反律法，违背律法的，就是罪。你们这主的显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。是要圣人不要被人诱惑，心意的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪，使得儿女显现出来，我要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神是道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。在今天讲道当中，我并不打算把所有的这些信息跟弟兄姊妹分享。而如果把这些经文要带很详细跟大家分享的话，我想我们今天时间是不够的。问题是我们今天很重要，我们要开会，召开会员大会。也就是说2019年快要过去了。所以在这里我想要问大家一个问题。你渴望成为神的儿女吗？不管你的回答是是还是不是，我希望你好好思考。在你渴望神成为神的儿女之前，你必须要先渴慕神。
Before you desire to become a child of God, you need to desire God first.
你的主的胃口是超好的吗？
You have a spiritual appetite for God.
你真的渴慕神吗？
You truly desire God.
你真的渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
You truly desire to become a child of God.
我想这是我今天早上最重要跟弟兄姊妹要分享的。
That's why I want to share with you this morning.
我并不是不相信你渴慕成为神的儿女。我也不是不相信你羡慕活在主耶稣基督的面前。但是我们今天我们要在这里再跟弟兄姐妹分享的是，我们在神的里面，我们真的是爱他吗？我们有很多很多这个世界上的事，我们是渴慕他。
There are many things in this world we desire more than God.
每个人不同的喜欢。
We all have our own desires.
但是你真的渴慕成为上帝的儿女吗？
You truly desire to become the child of God.
有一个妈妈带着感冒的小儿子去看医生。
The mom brought a child who was sick to see doctor.
当他们走出医生的诊疗室之后，这位感冒的小孩猛拍大腿说：“啊，糟了！”
After they came out of clinic, the child said, "Oh no, I forgot something."
那妈妈说你为什么事情糟了呢？
The mom said, "What happened?"
小孩子说你忘了，我们在家里商量好的，要问医生叔叔为什么都那么苦。
The child said, you forgot we talk about this at home, that we're going to ask the doctor, why is the medicine so bitter?
他说糟了，我刚刚忘记问了。
And I forgot to ask him.
妈妈就跟他说，没有关系，等一下拿药的时候，我们可以问护士阿姨。
Mom said, don't worry about it, we can ask the nurse afterwards.
那药是他们包的，所以他们也许他们知道药为什么是苦的。
Because the nurse prepared and dispensed the medication, they may know why medicine is bitter.
小男孩就耐心等到叫他名字的时候，他便急忙上前去问那个护士阿姨。
So the child waited patiently until the name was called, and he asked the nurse, said,
为什么药是苦的？
Why is medicine bitter?
只见这个护士阿姨看着他笑了笑说，小兄弟，药当然要苦的才行啊。
And this nurse looked at him and smiled and said, a little boy, of course medicine needs to be bitter.
你想想看，生病让你这么难受，如果药是甜的，每个小朋友为了要常常吃药而努力感冒生病，那还得了。
You were sick and you feel terrible, but if medicine is sweet, then every kid, in order to get a sweet medicine, will want to be sick. How could that be?
那小男孩似乎很满意护士阿姨的回答。
The boy was very satisfied with the nurse's answer.
所以他笑了笑说，啊，对呀，我怎么没有想到。
He smiled and said, of course, how come I didn't think of this?
所以他就很满意拿到药到回到他妈妈的身边。
He took the medication and went back to his mom's.
弟兄姐妹，如果你渴慕神，你会像这个小孩，想知道药为什么那么苦。
If you desire God, you will be like this child, ask, why is medicine bitter?
你要找出那个答案出来。
You want to find the answer.
你要找出那个原因出来。
You find the cause.
如果你渴慕神，你会找出你所渴慕的这位神是一位怎样的神。
If you truly desire for God, then you will find.The answer, what kind of God is this God?
你想去认识他。
You want to get to know him.
你想跟他结交。
You want to get to be his friend.
你想和他建立一个关系。
You want to build a relationship with this God.
就像小孩子想知道药性一样。
Just like this child who wants to know about medicine.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？你心里所存的意念讨他的喜欢吗？
Do you desire to be a child of God?The thoughts that exist in your heart, please God.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？我想再多问一些问题。
Do you truly desire to become a child of God? I want to ask you a few more questions.
从今年以来，你心里所存的意念讨神喜欢吗？
From the beginning of a year, do all the thoughts that exist in your heart, please God?
你所说的每一句话讨神喜欢吗？
All the things that you have said, do they please God?
你所做的事情讨神喜欢吗？
All the things you have done, do they please God?
我们来看一段似乎有负面信息的经文。
We'll take a look at the passage that seems kind of negative.
但具有正面教导的经文。
But actually is very important in teaching.
这跟你渴慕成为神的儿女有极大的关系。
It's very important if you desire to become children of God.
让我这样说好了，在教会中，你想成为被主重用的人，还是想成为被撒旦使用的人？
I want to say clearly, in the church, do you want to be someone who is used by God or someone who is used by Satan?
我想我们多想成为神手中有用的器皿。
We all want to become a useful vessel by God.
如果是这样，
if that's true,
我们要好好读下面这段经文。
Let's take a look at this passage very carefully.
我们先来念中文的圣经，然后念英文的。
We're in Chinese first and English.
请。耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样，就是高傲的言、撒谎的舌、流无辜人血的手、涂抹恶迹的心、飞跑行恶的脚、吐谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不善纷争的人。
Let's read together Proverbs 6:16. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him.Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pour out lies, and a person who stirred up conflict in the community.
我想耶和华神他所恨恶的不只是这七样而已。
I believe that our Lord hate more than these seven things.
但是箴言的作者借着这七样表达神最为憎恶的是最后的一项。
But the author of Proverbs here talk about what God hates the most is the last thing.
在弟兄中不善纷争的人。
stirred up conflict among brothers and sisters.
胜于前面那些恶事。
It's worse than all the things listed.
是的，破坏人与人之间的和谐和睦关系是圣经多次警戒我们要杜绝的事情。
The Bible reminds us more than once that we should not destroy the relationship between people.
当群体当中合一和和睦的关系被破坏了，就等于是给罪恶开了一个大门。
Destroy the unity of this group, you are opening a door for the devil.
让魔鬼可以恣意的偷窃、杀害、毁坏肢体的生命。
Satan can come in and destroy lives.
破坏人跟人之间的关系。
And destroy the relationship among people.
所以不要轻看一点点的挑拨纷争，因为你的意念已经给魔鬼留下了地步。
So don't look up lightly if you just stirred up some conflict among brother and sister because you already gave a step into the devil.
甚至当那些因你的话而引起 争端的人事物落入无法收拾的伤害和祸患里面。
And the people who had conflict because of what you said, they will go into a lot of hurt and also a lot of suffering.
所以放大缩小来看，这是神家失去平安和谐，基督的身体被撕裂的。
From a big picture, this will cause God's house to lose unity and peace.
你渴望成为神的儿女吗？
You truly desire to become a child of God.
以上的七样你要留心，不要沾染到任何一项。
These seven things listed, you need to be careful, do not touch it.
神不喜悦这样，他的儿女是这样的。
God does not desire his children to become like this.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
You desire to become a child of God.
耶稣对那些在弟兄中不善纷争的人怎么说呢？
What did Jesus say to those who tried to stir up conflict?
我们来看这段圣经中文，我们一起念。
Let's read together in Chinese English.
马太福音十二章三十六节来。我要告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，不要句句供出来，因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。让我们同心来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们知道许多的罪多从我们心里的恶念开始。
Lord, we know that many sins come from inside our heart.
就如同圣经说，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
Just the Bible says, after desire conceived it, it gives birth to sin, and when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
主啊，求你让我们时常查验心里的意念。
Lord, please examine our hearts.
不要成为破坏合一、不善纷争的人。
Let us not become a person who stirred up conflicts and create division.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
Desire to become a child of God.
在约翰一书三章一到十节讲到这个世界上。的人可以分为两类。
In First John chapter 3:1-10, talk about in this world there are two categories of people.
他们所占的两个地位，一个是神的儿女的地位，一个是魔鬼儿女的地位。
One is children of God, the other one is children of the devil.
神的儿女有神的生命。
God's children have God's life.
他们称神为阿爸父。他们与神相交是神家里的人。
They have communion with God. They are belong to the family of God.
魔鬼的儿女与魔鬼相交。
Children of the devil commune with the devil.
魔鬼住在他们的心里。
Devil live within their hearts.
他们是说谎话、弄诡诈的。
They lied and they scheme.
约翰清楚告诉我们谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
John tells us very clearly who are the children of God, who are the children of the devil.
我们要注意这个问题。
We need to pay attention.
我们不要看为平常。
Do not ignore it.
弟兄姐妹，神要他的儿女光明正大，明辨真理。
Brother and sister, God wants his children to be pure and bright and to discern the truth.
但是魔鬼要人糊里糊涂，是非不分。
The devil tends to confuse you so you don't know what is right, what is wrong.
有些人自称为神的儿女。
Some people call themselves children of God.
但是魔鬼并不怕他。
But Satan's not afraid of them.
因为魔鬼知道他心里的光景。
Because Satan can see what's in your heart.
所以在约翰一书的第三章、第四章讲到神的儿女跟魔鬼的儿女分别有三个方面。
The first John chapter 3 and chapter 4 talk about the three ways to distinguish between the children of God and children of the devil.
在我们刚刚所念那一段圣经讲到第一个分别。
And chapter 3, verse 1 to 10, talk about the first distinguish.
第一个就是犯罪的是魔鬼的儿女，洁净的是神的儿女。
Talk about if you're sinful, you belong to the devil. If you're pure, you belong to the God.
第二个分别在约翰一书三章十到二十四节。
The second difference is in chapter 3, 10 to 24.
他说爱人的是神的儿女，杀人的是魔鬼的儿女。
If you love others, you are children of God. If you kill others, you are children of the devil.
第三个分别是在第四章的一到六节。
The third difference is in chapter 4, verses 1 to 6.
他讲到听从真理的灵是神的儿女，听从命妄的灵是魔鬼的儿女。
The God's children will listen to the spirit of truth. Satan's children will listen to the spirit of falsehood.
今天我们只讲第一个分别，洁净于犯罪的。
Today we'll focus on the first difference between sinful and pure.
最近在灵修当中读到一段蛮扎心也蛮担心的一些话。
Reverend Mao, in his devotion, read a passage that's very touching to him.
他讲到现代人，特别是年轻人喜欢的八个 S.
He talked about the modern people, especially young people, they like eight S's.
也和被忽略的两个 S.
And ignore two other S's.
这八个 A 就是讲到性欲、速度、酒啊、香烟啊、学校啊、电影啊、运动、音乐。
And here listed the eight S's are sex, speed, sake, smoke, school, screen, sports, sounds, and sounds.
这八个 S 是令人趋之若鹜。
And people are chasing after these things.
但是最重要的两个 S 是就是我们看到的，就是救赎跟灵命属灵却被忽略了。
The most important two S's were ignore, as save and spirit.
那这两个好像没有人爱听，没有人想知道，也没有人去追求。
Then no one's interested. They don't want to listen. They don't want to chase after these two things.
弟兄姐妹，让我告诉你，就算你有上面的八个 S.
Let me tell you, if you have excelled in those eight X's, on top.
但是如果你没有下面的两个 S 的话，你就得不到神所赐给你那丰丰富富的生命。
But if you're not saved and you don't have the Spirit, you cannot receive God's abundant life.
更糟糕的是，你的生命将被累在被咒诅当中。
Your life indeed actually will be cursed.
但是有个好消息是，使约翰告诉我们。
But there's a good news. Apostle John told us.
他说父所赐给我们的是何等的慈爱。
How great is our love of our Father?
当我在读到这句话说父所赐给我们是何等的慈爱的时候，我心中蛮感动的。
We read this is truly very moving in our heart.
我就开始在想说，到底神他所赐给我们何等大的慈爱，那些慈爱是什么？
See what great love the Father has lavished on us. You think about what kind of love and what kind of gifts these are.
我也希望你在你的心中想一想，神所赐的这些慈爱，这些慈爱到底是什么？
I hope you can meditate.When we say God has lavished these love to us, what kind of love is it?
如果可以的话，我希望你把它列成一张清单。
I would like you to list it.
当你列的越多的时候，你就越知道神怎么多么的爱你。
The more you list, you realize how much God has loved you.
因为父所赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们成为他的儿女。
See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
也许我们想说，成为神的儿女是多么容易一件事情。
Sometimes we think it's easy to become children of God.
而且我们想说，成为神的儿女是我的选项。
And it's something that we can choose to be.
但是成为神的儿女是上帝创造我们的目的。
But it's actually the purpose of God's creation in us.
上帝要我们每个人都成为他的儿女。
God wants every single one of us to become.
上帝不要我们属于魔鬼撒旦的。
God does not want us to belong to Satan.
上帝要我们成为他的儿女来跟随他。
God wants us to become His children to follow Him.
所以我们是罪人，应当灭亡下地狱的。
So we are sinners, we should all go to hell.
因为我们的里面败坏，外面也败坏了。
Because we're corrupted inside and out.
而且我们是生在罪恶当中，死在罪恶当中的。
We live in sin and we could die in sin.
然后我们今天竟成为神的儿女。
Yet today we can be called children of God.
想到这里，你心里感到快乐吗？
Are you happy when you meditate on this?
我希望我们能够持守我们作为神儿女这样一个身份。
I hope that we can continue in this position, being called the children of God.
这个身份非常的宝贝，非常的重要。
This is a very important and precious identity.
如果你是这个身份的时候，你就摇摆不定。
If you stand firm there, you would not be shaken.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
Do you desire to become a child of God?
淫品在神的国度里没有价值。
Forgery has no value in the kingdom of God.
如果你在路上看到一张钞票。
If you see a bill lying on the floor,
你捡起来发现这是一张十块钱的钞票。
Pick it up and it's a $10 bill.
不管这张十块钱的钞票有多么的脏，多么的皱在一起。
Even if it's a dirty bill,
你虽然有钱，但心里也很快乐。
Even though you're rich, you may be happy.
因为这是一张真的十块钱的钞票。
It's a real $10 bill.
但是反过来，如果你捡到一张100元，看是真的伪钞。
But if you picked up $100 of a counterfeit money,
虽然可以一时以假乱真，
even though you may look real,
但是当你拿到这张100块要去 shopping 的时候，去买东西的时候，就会被验证出来。
But if you use it to go shopping, then they will detect that this is a counterfeit.
然后你可能因为拿了这张假钞，你会遇到一些麻烦。
You get into trouble if you use fake money.
就像这样。在神的国度里面，阴品是没有价值的。
And in God's kingdom, indeed, a counterfeit and forgery has no value.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们真的从心里来渴慕成为神的儿女。
We truly want to desire from our heart to become a child.
从我们生活上，从我们行为上来表达我们是神的儿女。
In our lives, in our action, we need to demonstrate that we are children of God.
我们不需要装的是神的儿女。
We don't want to pretend to become a child.
我们不需要装成是个基督徒。
We don't want to pretend to be a Christian.
我们要做的是真真实实从我们心中来相信那位创始成终的耶稣基督，他是我们唯一的救主。
We truly want to believe deep in our heart that Jesus Christ is our only Savior.
因为今天在教会当中有很多的假使徒、敌基督已经出来了。
Because today we can see within the church there's lots of fake angels and antichrist already.
那么在过去一两年当中，我们讲到哥林多前书、哥林多后书的很多的信息。
We have studied First Corinthians, Second Corinthians this year.
特别是在后书11章的13、14节，特别是提到假使徒。
And in Second Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 14, talk about false prophets.
如果不是保罗告诉哥林多教会说他们当中有假使徒的话，他们根本不知道他们当中有假的豺狼混在他们里面。
Not for Apostle Paul to remind them they have false apostles among them, they would not know that these people are in there.
他说那些假使徒行事诡诈，装作基督徒的模样。
That these people have deceitful work and they pretend they masquerade as Jesus.
然后他进一步提到，连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
Talk about how Satan also masquerade as an angel of light.
所以保罗的言下之意是，那些假使徒就像是撒旦的儿女一样。
False apostles, they are children of Satan.
使徒保罗、使徒约翰赞美主说：“你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。”
And Apostle John said, "God has given us such a great love."
我们真是神的儿女。
Indeed, we are children of God.
你知道你自己真的是神的儿女吗？
You truly believe that you're children of God?
神的儿女不会习惯用负面的情绪来关心教会的事情。
Children of God would not use a negative emotion.To look at our church.
神的儿女不会习惯用消极的心态来看教会的侍奉。
And God's children would not use a very passive attitude to look at service within the church.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？越优秀的人越懂得去尊重别人。
Do you desire to become a child of God? The better the person, the more he knows how to respect others.
有一个人说，我以为别人尊重我。
Someone said, I thought people respect me.
虽然我很优秀。
Because I'm very excellent.
慢慢的我明白了。
And slowly I realized.
别人尊重我是因为别人很优秀。
Other people respect me is because they are excellent.
虽然别人很爱主。
Because they love God.
优秀的人更懂得尊重别人。
Person of excellence knows how to respect others.
对人恭敬其实就是在庄严你自己。
Respect others, you're actually dignifying yourself.
什么是优秀？我们再来看下面这个故事。
What do we mean by excellent? Let's take a look at that story.
瑞典的一个沃尔玛的总部有2000多个停车位。
In Sweden, in the Walmart Center, they have 2,000 parking lots.
找到的人总是把车停在离办公室比较远的地方。
So the people who arrive early tend to park far away from the office.
天天都是这样子。
It's like that every day.
有人问其中一个员工这样的问题。
Some people ask a coworker.
你们停车位是固定的吗？
Do you have set parking lot assigned to you?
他回答说当然不是。
He said no.
停车位这么多位置先到人可以先选啊。
And so many parking spots, if you arrive early, you can choose where you want to park.
但是我们找到的人有时间可以走远一点的路。
But since we arrive early, we have time, we can walk farther.
这样的话晚到的同事或许本来会迟到就可以把车停在离办公室较近的地方，那快些进入办公室，让他们节省一些时间。
That way, when people arrive later or people who are almost late, they can park closer to the office and make it into work early.
这是多么优秀的文化
！Such an excellent culture.
我想我们到一个目的地之后，我们都想要停在最靠近我们想去的地方那个位置。
Often when we drive to a place, we want to park closest to where we want to go.
有时会想到说，停到很远的地方，2000多个停车位，他停很远的地方，他要走多久？
Imagine as a big parking lot, 2,000 slots. If they park far away from the office, you have to walk a long time to go to the office.
他的心中装下别的同事。
In his heart, he thought about his coworkers.
因为他找到他有足够的时间来走到他的办公室。
He arrived early. He had enough time to take his time to walk to the office.
但是很多人因为家庭关系，因为交通的关系，可能会迟到了。
But some people may be late because of family, because of traffic.
所以他们愿意帮助那些人。
So, these people are willing to help those people who come in late.
啊，这给我一个想法。
Give me a thought.
也许从下个礼拜开始，我不应该把车停在那个地方。
Maybe starting from next week, we shouldn't be parking that close to church.
可要停远一点。
Park far away.
这不就是我们在读书的时候我们学到的要礼让吗？
So when we're studying, we talk about how we should be considerate and to be gracious, to concede to others.
可是看看我们现在的社会。
But take a look at today's society.
似乎因为忙碌的生活，我们快步调的节奏把这个最基本的都忘记了。
Maybe we're so busy and everyone is always in a hurry. We forgot some of these fundamental stuff.
大家可能争先恐后。
You always want to fighting to become the first.
我们生怕没有抢到最好的位置。
Afraid that we don't have the best spot.
不只是停车场。
Not just talking about parking.
还有好多地方是可以建立起这个文化的。
There are many places that you can build up this kind of culture.
像买票的时候，坐火车的时候，甚至到会议室开会的时候。
Like when you're buying tickets, or when you're taking a train, or when you're going to a meeting.
你愿意把走到最方便的出入位置留给最晚到的那一位吗？
Are you willing to give the best seat for those people who come in late?
当我们多为别人着想的时候，我们的路才会走得更远。
If we are more considerate of others, then we can walk far.
就像《使徒行传》第20:35告诉我们说，施比受更为有福。
And Acts chapter 20:35 says, better to give than receive.
从这边我看到我们所相信的耶稣基督。
From here we can see Jesus.
耶稣基督是个非常优秀的人。
He truly is a model of excellence.
因为他爱我们这些不可爱的人。
He loved us, though are those who are not lovable.
因为他俯就卑微的你和我。
He bent down to care for the lowly us.
真的越优秀的人越懂得尊重别人。
Truly those who are excellent knows how to respect others.
我们的主耶稣基督就是这么优秀的人。
And our Jesus is such a person.
神的儿女要像耶稣一样优秀。
Children of God should imitate that to become excellent.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
You truly desire to become children of God.
最后我要用一个故事来结束我们今天的讲道。
Lastly, I will conclude with a story.
这是我常常会讲的一个故事。
A story that Reverend Mao often used.
我们都知道在1992年美国总统大选
1992, during the presidential election,
那么老布希在那个时候他就输给了克林顿
and, President Bush lost to Clinton.
老布希的他的孙子当时就读小学三年级
and Bush had a grandson who was, in the third grade.
当那个选情揭晓的隔天学校里孩子在排队要领营养午餐
The day after election, the kids are lining up to get their lunch.
那老师就听到有一个小孩嘲笑他。
And the teacher heard another kid that make fun of a Bush grandson.
他就跟他说输掉了，输掉了，你爷爷输掉了，羞羞脸。
So you lost, you lost, your grandfather lost, shame on you.
那老师看到就很心疼。
And the teacher felt bad.
他正要上前来阻止的时候，只见这个布希的孙子面带着微笑。
When the teacher tried to stop the bullying kid, he saw a Bush grandson was smiling.
他没有被激怒。
He was not angry.
也没有把头低下来。
He was not shameful.
他从容不迫地说：“我相信克林顿也会是一个好总统。”
He just said, "I believe Clinton could also be a good president."
老师听到非常的感动。
The teacher was very moved.
浮上老师脑海的是第一个意念就是这个孩子好优秀。
The first idea for the teacher was thinking that this is a very good kid.
这个孩子的爸爸妈妈教的真好。
This kid's parents taught him so well.
我相信在布希的家庭生活里面，平常谈论人事一定不是攻击、批评跟抹黑。
And believe that in the family, in the Bush family, when they talk about other people, they don't attack them, they don't criticize them.
而是对孩子有一个正向的和积极的引导。
But they are very positive in guiding their kids to be more take initiative.
这样的父母真的活出了领导力，也能教出是非分明的孩子。
This kind of parents show leadership and also how to teach a kid to discern.
如果你渴慕成为神的儿女，
If you desire to become a child of God,
你要设法来装备你自己，
you need to equip yourself,
来操练自己，
to discipline yourself,
成为一个优秀的人，
become an excellent person.
当你成为优秀的时候，你旁边的人会更优秀。
If you become more excellent, other people will also become excellent.
当我们南安华人基督教会成为一个优秀的教会的时候，我想我们在这个地方，我们所做的事情会不一样。
It will become an excellent church, and people will notice, and we can do mighty things.
你渴望成为神的儿女吗？
Do you truly desire to become a child of God?
最重要的不是如何让我们的外在行为像个基督徒。
It's not just trying to act like Christian outwardly.
而是让我们的内在品格更像基督。
But to become our inner character, to become more like Jesus.
最好盼望我们的内在品格真的更像耶稣基督。
So that our inner character will become more like Jesus.
当你的内在品格更像耶稣基督的话，你活出来就是耶稣基督。
If you become more like Jesus inside, then you will live out a life that's more like Jesus.
你渴慕成为神的儿女吗？
Do you truly desire to become a child of God?
如果你渴慕成为神的儿女，你要活出爱，活出配得的生命。
If you desire to be a child of God, you have to live a life of love and live the life that you deserve.
在这里我要说，活出爱不是做大事，
to live a life of love is not accomplish big projects,
而是在神所托付的事上忠心，
but in what God has given to you to be faithful,
而且尽心尽力，
do your best in small things,
成就在于神，
and whatever can be accomplished is due to God.
人是要在小事上忠心，
but in small things we need to be faithful,
而不是在大事上费心。
Don't need to worry about the big picture.
先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
顺序对了。
Once you have the right priority,
心对了。
Your heart will be the right place.
事就对了。
And things will be accomplished.
神就会成就那样的美事。
God will accomplish a beautiful thing.
所以不管是大事或小事，
regardless of big things or small things,
在神的教会当中，
in God's church,
合他心意的就是美事。
Do it according to His will, then that is a beautiful thing.
我们求神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
也借着神的帮助，让我们就是可以天天紧紧的跟随他。
Through His help, we can follow Him closely every day.
我们一起同心来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主，让我们知道你对我们的爱是何等的大。
To know that what a wonderful great love you have for us.
我们经常会忘记神你对我们的爱。
Often we forget about your love for us.
我们在这个世界上追求爱。
In this world we look for love.
好像是你的爱不能满足我们一样。
As if your love cannot satisfy us.
主，我们渴望成为你的儿女。
Lord, we desire to become your children.
就像使徒保罗告诉我们说，神你对我们的爱是何等的大。
apostle says, indeed, you lavish your great love upon us.
主啊，特别在这感恩的季节当中，让我们经常想起这件事情。
This Thanksgiving season, let's remember that.
让我们渴慕成为神的儿女。
Let's desire to become children of God.
求你来使用我们。
To use us, Lord.
祷告奉告耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们来唱三一颂。
Let's sing doxology.
我们请站起来。
Please stand.
在这三世战俘之根地上生灵当赞主恩天上万子颂赞主名赞美圣父圣子圣灵
你们可以平安从这里出去，应当一无挂虑。凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所有的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。但愿我们主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的感动，常常与你们众人同在。Go in peace, may the Lord Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all from now to forever. Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们还有几分钟的时间，我们希望大家不要离开，我们可以上个一号，如果需要的话。
We'll take a few minutes break, but please do not leave. Please stay for the members' meeting.
我们会在11:15以前，我们要来召开会员大会。
We'll start a meeting at 11:15.
如果你们在外面听到我们在里面唱一首诗歌的时候，就赶快进来。
Please come in when you start hearing, we'll sing a hymn.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.